Welcome to Burrito Quest 2, the search for Salsa Bro. So, we already have a problem.
Oh, no, I see it.
Oh, we almost had a problem. This week is
malfunction.
Sonic's supersonic breakfast burrito. Is that what we got?
Sure.
I don't even care.
Why not?
With a whole lot of tater tots, man.
Yeah, that one's on the ground. Yeah,
that's kind of hair on. Look. Saved.
Yes, we almost ended up only with two burritos, which would have been typical for a fast food joint, I'm thinking.
Oh, there's so many tater tots here.
We did all right. What the hell did you guys buy all these extra tater tots for?
So we could put them in our burrito.
I thought these things had tater tots already.
I don't care. They have tater tots and tomato and egg and jalapenos and sausage.
Okay.
It's really my favorite burrito from Sonic.
Out of the two that I have. Out of the two, the other one is just plainer, right?
Right.
With egg and sauce.
This one's kind of small. It looks, no, it is actually what I want. Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Onion.
Oh.
Onion.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, look.
Oh, it does have tates.
Mmm. Ketchup.
Oh, ketchup. Weirdos. Did you guys even ask for hot sauce? Do they have hot sauce?
They do sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like some sort of sun sauce.
Sun sauce.
This is weird. I mean, tater tots before
this
my
is,
This is fucking weird.
This is weird.
Oh!
Cheers.
Supersonic. Electronic.
I love them because of the jalapeno.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, I mean, the jalapenos are actually kind of hot.
I mean, you guys have had these before, haven't you?
Nope.
I never have.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't had them before?
I thought you knew what you were getting into, which is why I was so skeptical when you said you wanted to get them.
No, it was because remember how much shit I talked about them in Burrito Quest 1?
And nope.
OBQ, as I like to call it. Original Burrito Quest.
Every time I look up, I see that.
No, I talked a bunch of shit about it because you guys said how good they were. Or maybe it's just Ben that said how good they were.
I think I had another. I think
Sonic?
I had another
one
to add tater tots in it.
I think I lucked out. I got the smallest of them.
It's a breakfast burrito, all right.
It is. It's like
pretty
a
pretty greasy
fast food burrito too.
Yeah,
pretty slimy.
Tortilla is subprime.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of waxy, not waxy like Fidencio's was, though. More like
you
plastic.
Got out of a store.
Yeah,
like a bag of burritos, tortillas.
Well, a shitty one out of a store. I mean, you can get Roberto's at the store around here.
Mm-hmm. See, ketchup. See what I'm saying?
I'm not putting ketchup on, dude. I don't like ketchup.
I'm trying it out.
Why don't you like ketchup?
Don't you judge me. I'll do what I want.
I'm just asking you a question.
I'm not judging you, Ben.
You are, Ben.
Every time he says that, he's judging me.
I know. He only says it when he's judging me.
He's gauging your response. He's going the distance.
Shut up.
Man. I like the extra tots though, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these tots,
because these are, dude, they're all squishy. They don't stay crispy in the burrito, which is disappointing.
Yes, we probably shouldn't have gotten the extra large tot.
Or maybe just one of them.
No regrets. A burrito quest.
No surrenders.
I thought about ordering just these by themselves and then just get one extra large tot to split. Like
right.
Side.
Why don't you do that?
And then I said, no, I'm going to go ahead. I'll just get the combos. That'll be easier. And then they said, would you like those to be large tots? I don't know
then
why.
And you couldn't resist.
But normally I say no.
Why wouldn't I? So check this out. I was at work today and I looked on the
He's
cafeteria.
He's going to rap to us right now.
Yo. I looked on the cafeteria list to see what the food for today was, and one of the things they said they had was some kind of sandwich from the grill with tots. And I went upstairs, and I thought, yeah, I want some tots. They didn't have tots. They had sweet potato fries instead.
So wait,
so,
you went down to the cafeteria, then you went back up to your office? Then you went
no,
back
the cafeteria is upstairs.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that makes a difference to the question, though.
So.
Okay.
I was going to get tots, is my point. But they didn't have them, fortuitously, because now I'll eat them and not feel like, well, I already had tots today.
And now you have an embarrassment of tots.
Do you think that you would...
What's that mountain of tots?
Could have...
Look at that.
Too many tots? Yeah, I could pour it on.
Okay.
Put yours in, so we'll have a golden treasure.
Put your tots on my tots.
Gold mountain.
Put your tots with my tots.
Gold mountain.
And smoke while you do it.
And smoke while you do it, so you look cool. Your tots are now my tots through my actions.
There we go. Gold mountain.
Gold mountain of tater tots.
It's pretty impressive.
Holy crap.
I've never seen so many tots.
I'm a rich man.
In one place. I mean, forever, actually.
In one place.
Why you wolfed that burrito down, dude?
I was hungry. I haven't eaten since 11:30.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I worked out, too. So.
Whatever, you're tough.
Hungry. I am tough. Thank you. You want to feel my muscles? Right here, feel that.
Why don't you eat that giant mountain of tots?
Do you dare me to do that?
Tough guy. No, I want some of them. I don't dare you too much.
I want some of them, too, but not that many.
Guys.
Yes.
I bet I could.
You know, what we actually need? What we need is a tortilla.
I bet you 1,000 laps.
And we should just roll all those up in a tortilla.
All right, dude. I got grease coming out there in my burrito.
Do you have a tortilla?
No. Yes. Probably. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be an awesome burrito?
What would you add to it? Cheese?
No.
Why not?
Just tots.
But cheese would be pretty good, like Munster cheese?
Or like American cheese slice?
Yeah. Hot sauce? Hot sauce?
Yeah.
So some hot sauce, some American cheese.
Sadie's like Tapatio on it?
Like Jack in the Box style, you know?
Some like Sadie salsa on that?
No, I mean like Taco Bell.
God damn it, Ben. I'm trying to connect with you.
I'm trying to finish up this burrito. I must have been talking too much.
You were.
Like always. I was saying you judged me again. You fucking talker, you.
Better hurry up or you're going to get in these tots.
Oh, man.
You weirdo.
You're going to have to fight him for those tots, probably.
I'm not fighting for those. They're not worth it.
Where's your combative spirit?
Where's yours? Why don't you fight him for the tots?
He knows that's a little losing battle.
I'm satisfied with my top place in life.
With your ranking in the tot hierarchy?
The tot pecking order? Like if it's the end of the world and I lost a big pile of tots, I'm probably going to eat second.
It'd be badass for a post-apocalyptic game, dude. What do I find? You find 1,000 bags of frozen tater tots.
Welcome to Totpocalypse!
That's actually a pretty good thing because it's a a scene that connects with players. They would remember that.
I know what a tot is. Right. Why are there fucking 1,000 bags in this freezer? And why is it still working?
It would be an amusing scene. I don't think we should talk about gaming on this podcast. This is about burritos.
We're talking about Burrito Quest on when we do hefty.
Fucking dweebs. Touché.
Well done, Ben.
Totally oozing. That wasn't
even I think it's because I ate it too slow. I think I just wolfed all that grease down.
It's like some crazy gourmet meal. You have to eat it really quickly to get the full effect.
If you don't bolt that shit down, grease is all over the place.
It's going to start to go bad or the fire will go out.
I kind of don't even want to eat any more of these tots.
They're
just perfect.
Staring at them.
They're beautiful. Stop it. Don't touch
the French one.
They never turn out right at home. It's turned into Tot Quest. It sounds pretty awesome.
But nowhere else in town serves tots.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? There's got to be some greasy spoons that serve tots.
Okay.
Pit Stop Diner, maybe Hebert's. That place has the steak finger
burrito. Hebert's?
Hebert's.
I thought you said Hebert's.
I thought you said Hebert's.
Hebert's famous steak fingers.
Build a little top fort?
Yeah.
Little Lincoln logs? Daniel's eating your toys.
Oh, Daniel, I don't have so many of them.
So we have some judging to do.
We do. You've already started, though, Ben. Fucker. I hope you didn't need this.
Okay.
Napkin, because I'm using it, because we got fucking shit all over the place.
That's cool.
Here, you got it back now.
All right, thanks. That's really...
We got to judge these goddamn...
Are we judging the tots, too?
This is Tot Quest, dude.
Okay. It has been Quesadilla Quest.
It's Lincoln. Yeah, but that was... I always do plus Quesadilla and don't really explain why. That's true. We rate them like we rate them. So, it's going to be a plus Tots. We do have to rate the Tots. Just
we do
not
have
to go in depth. All right. Who wants to rate this supersonic breakfast burrito.
Ben does.
And how are we rating it in comparison to other burritos?
I
guess we don't really have
criteria. I feel like we're kind of in a different ballpark of burrito entirely. It's difficult to compare
this. In a different dimension.
Yes. It's a different quanta.
Well, yeah, because more of the things that are in this burrito were chemically manufactured to be pleasing to my palate.
It's like a brainwashed burrito.
It is. It's like the burrito you get from McDonald's, which we'll have to get from McDonald's one day.
Have you ever had those?
No.
No, I have.
Are they pretty good?
No.
Are you sure? Have they been chemically manufactured to taste pleasing to your palate?
Yes, and I would eat them. They're entertaining.
They're brainwashed burritos, too.
You have to get two of them.
You can't just get one?
They're pretty small.
You don't have to get two.
You don't have to, though. Well, they sell them now.
You're not the boss of me.
I'm not ordering. I think it's wise.
You said have.
Well,
you're never going to finish all this. Look at him, he's already slowing down.
I'm not doing that. I'm savoring these.
That's a lot of tots.
23 tots left.
You don't think I can fit all those in my mouth right now, is what you're saying?
Yes, I am saying that.
Ben, do you want more tots before I do this?
You want me to help you out? I'll take that one there.
Look, he's just making your record less meaningful.
I don't think you have to prove anything to Ben, but it'd be pretty hilarious.
You have to prove
everything.
Okay. That's six. That's seven. That's seven right there.
Eight. There's some kind of man among men.
One.
Don't blow him out, dude. You're going to lose.
It's like a Jack Black blow movie.
No, you have to fit them all in your mouth. Don't chew them up. I guess you can chew them up.
That's 10.
11.
I don't think you can. No, here. Give me that.
Well, now you're getting close to the 20 mark. That just seems not 15? Even worth it if you get down. 16. No, I mean, he's only got 21 on the plate.
17. 18. 19. 20.
Oh, 21! 21. Good job, dude. Hold on. Hold on to him. Because I can't. Dude, don't spit that. Twenty-one tots.
Oh,
you're a man among tots. Never get a joke into. It's a bubble of tots blowing out of your mouth. Oh, man, you didn't even swallow it. That's what she said. What's happened to see? This is what happens on fast food nights at Burrito Quest.
We don't have any.
That one's, yeah, holy
shit. Oh, God.
Alright, so. Supersonic breakfast burrito from Sonic.
I will rate.
How many calories do you think that is?
How many is that? That was like 600 calories of tots. Probably 700. The burrito is probably only 350.
I'm gonna rate. Yeah, that was a lot of tots. You're gonna be fucking. Your blood sugar's gonna go crazy.
I will
throw up.
I'm glad I got most of that on video.
Oh, you got that on video?
I will rate this burrito. This burrito will be like getting pulled over for speeding. Or maybe something trivial. Getting pulled over for having like your light out and then just getting a warning.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think you've used that before.
Have I?
Yeah.
Pretty recent, too.
I think it might have been the exact same thing.
Like, verbally.
Like, it wasn't like getting pulled over because you got a cracked windshield and then just getting warm. I think it was getting pulled over because you got light out.
My burps taste like tots.
That's okay, dude. It's a totally new burrito quest. If you want, we'll just reboot.
How about Beagles?
Probably use Beagles, too.
Actually, you done?
I think I might have.
You done? I mean, it's up to you. You can be done.
I'm not sure.
You want me to rate it?
Come back to me.
Reading a Wikipedia article to stay entertained at work.
That's a pretty good one.
It's better than being super bored at work, but, I mean, you're reading a Wikipedia article so you don't fall asleep at your desk.
It's I like doing that, though.
A great situation.
I like spending hours on Wikipedia just randomly looking at shit.
So. I know.
I like to learn.
That's my rating.
It's actually kind of a good rating.
It makes sense, you know.
I don't think I've used that one before.
I got one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm staying with the theme.
All right.
Accidentally.
I think you've used that one before.
Probably right.
Accidentally
running a red light, but then there's no cops around.
Okay. I just have a little scary, but
yeah,
okay in the end.
And you're like, holy shit, I just did that.
Holy shit, I almost killed somebody if there had been somebody.
Right. There's a lot of hypothetical things that could have occurred.
It's fucking burrito.
But the thing you really
like
think
about...
Like
some dude could have just stuffed 21 tots in his face.
Yeah.
You never know what could have happened.
I just have mixed feelings about this burrito because I like this thing. I order it occasionally from Sonic, but I just don't think it's... Oh, we've tainted the quest.
No, I mean, this is what we gotta do. We gotta come around to these kind of burritos, kids.
This is the dark days of the
quest. Did you guys see Salsa Bro over there?
There was some lady.
No, our quest continued.
And she was kind of dumb. There was a dude at the beginning, he talked.
Did he say Salsa Bro?
No, he said something and I said hi, and then he didn't say anything.
Fast food!
And we both just waited for a while. And then I'm...
He can outweigh you, dude. He's getting paid to be there.
I placed my order before he said anything, right? I admit it.
Isaac, let's hear your rating.
I'm gonna rate this burrito cardboard. Wet cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that exciting.
It's not useful for anything. And it's like litter.
That's it.
Okay, how about the tots?
The tots? Tummy ache.
I will rate them like watching a man put 22 tots in his mouth.
Ooh! You know, I put more tots in my stomach before
I know.
This
one. Ben.
You have to rate the tots?
Yeah.
Golden bars of gold.
I would rate the tots like going to see a national monument.
Damn.
But I'm not talking about like really cool one.
You mean like a giant ball of yarn or something?
Something like that.
The world's biggest frying pan.
Or it's like, you know, I went to see the Liberty Bell. I don't know where it was, though.
It's in Philadelphia.
It is, but you might walk around and not see it. Or it might be closed when you get there.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, and there it is. It's like, okay, so it's this bell.
That you don't have to put that much thought into it. This is for the tots, not for the burrito.
It's for the shorties.
Or like the Grand Canyon.
Stop talk.
That seems reasonable.
All right, so next week, we're back to going somewhere where they serve us handheld burritos that are not fast food. So I'm thinking there's a taco truck on Loman, Taqueria Chavez, or Go Burger.
Go Burger.
Yeah, I think we should make a decision.
If we do Go Burger, we have to order beforehand because those take a while.
That's fine. I mean, it'd be the same if we went to Burger Nook.
Same, yeah. Bravo's.
So, but yeah, that's cool. Just call them in whenever. Yeah.
No, I'm for Go Burger.
Go Burger? All right.
I've never been to Go Burger.
Oh, Habaneros on Solano has a sign, and it's list. They have these little signs that list all the stuff they sell. So it's like tacos, enchiladas, King Burrito.
What?
Maybe we should do that next week.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a challenge.
It'll King Burrito. I don't even know what that means.
It'll be a royal.
But yeah. Maybe it's purple.
I mean, I think we should do it. Where is it?
Okay, Habaneros on Solano, next to Idaho and Solano.
Done.
Okay. Join us next week, Burrito Questers, for more burritos from random places. We still search for salsa.
I miss that.